Good morning. It's a wonderful Wednesday. Fixing to read Proverbs chapter 4. You know, John asked me to read. I volunteered too. I told him it didn't matter. So today's my day. So here we go. Let's jump right into it. Proverbs 4 says, "Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention to gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me and he said to me, 'Take hold of my words with all of your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom through cost all you have. Get understanding. Cherish her and you will exalt and embrace her and you will honor. And she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head, to present you with a glorious crown. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk and your steps will not be harpened. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instructions. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked, or walk in the way of the evildoers. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot rest until they do evil. They are robbed of sleep till they make someone stumble. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of righteousness is like the morning sun, shining even ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and wealth to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Keep your mouth from perversity. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the path of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil." This proverb is great to me. It tells you the difference between good and evil. There's no gray area. It's, you know, you're either with God, following him, or you are the other side of that. And the wickedness, the evildoers, we see that in the world today. And the verse that sticks out the most to me is guard your heart. In verse 23, it says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And it tells us in the verses in the chapter 3 about lean not on your own understanding, but give your heart to God. So one of the most dangerous things that you can hear is follow your heart. If you don't give your heart to Christ, that's very dangerous. We have to be careful about who we give our heart to. And so the main thing is giving our heart to Christ and letting him lead us and let him guide us in the decisions that we make every day. So that's Proverbs 4 today. If y'all need anything from me, y'all reach out. Rise Up Ministries, Mississippi, y'all reach out to John and the team there. They're always willing to help, man. Love you guys. If you need anything from me, you know where I'm at.